Your Haiti, baby, what is good? Yo, listen, I've been peeping the podcast. I love what y'all doing, and I would really love to be a part of the show one of these days. So let me know. I got the tequila. I'll pull up. We'll get lit. And y'all can ask me whatever. I don't care. Nothing is off the table. I want y'all to ask me about my ex-girlfriends, my child support, my daddy issues, whatever y'all want. I just want to be a part of the show, goddammit. So let me know. Holla.
Wait, you're back? Yeah, they always come back.
Welcome to another spicy episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast.
Sit back, relax, and let the ladies do all the work.
Here are your hosts, Haiti Baby and Dory.
So, DDG, Halle Bailey's baby daddy, asked the question. I want to say this was on Twitter or X or whatever you call it. Would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
I would rather know how I'm going to die.
Same. Because if they tell you that you're going to die on a roller coaster, then you just stay away from roller coasters.
That's a good point, because I wasn't thinking about it that way. I'm just like, I don't want to know when, because my anxiety would just be like. But I guess if you do know, then whatever you want to leave behind, I don't know. I guess you would be.
It gives you opportunity for closure.
Right. It gives you opportunity for closure to, you know, close whatever doors you're going to close before you die. But then what happens, though? Like, when the time comes, like, you just croak, like, you just die? Like, you just drop dead?
Well, yeah. I mean, what the hell? The thing is that you don't know how. Mm-hmm. So whenever the day comes, it's just, you know. Yeah. I don't know. Now I'm picturing that it's going to be like a Final Destination kind of thing.
No, peaceful. But that's what I'm saying.
Let's say you know you're going to die on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do on Tuesday? Like, let's say you spend, you know, whatever days until Tuesday living it up. What are you going to do Tuesday? You're just going to sit at home and wait for it to come. So it's going to be like a Final Destination type of thing, because you ain't doing shit.
Well, I would assume
unless you slip and die in the tub.
That's horrible. You know, that's one of my fears.
No way.
Sleeping in the tub. Yes. I fell once, luckily, but it was a very, you know, quick. I was able to really break the fall.
Yeah, I fell mad time. But I have
slipped. Really?
Yeah, mad time.
Oh, my God. That is my biggest fear, because I know like two people that died slipping in the tub. Yeah. Mm,
that's mm-hmm. scary.
Yeah, that's a little dark, but yeah, it's. True story.
Damn.
Yeah, that's one. No, of
yeah, I used to fall all the time.
Like, you're clumsy though.
I used to fall all the time when I was little. I used to sprain my ankle all the time when I was little. Even as an adult, from time to time, I still fall.
You still a clumsy adult? That's so cute.
Whatever.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. This is your favorite mamacita.
And this is your girl, Dory. Sorry, I spilled my wine.
What's going on, boo? How are you?
I'm good.
That was a very dark question to open up to.
I'm sorry. It was just curiosity, you know?
No, it is. I mean, we are dark at times, so we have little dark souls at times.
So. I guess so.
Yeah.
But I'm okay. Still sexless.
This is day 792. She is losing vision in her left ear and hearing on her right eye. That's going to be the running joke for that one.
Let's see. We're pushing 5 months now.
In December will be 5 months.
Wait, what month are we on? Oh, yeah. In December, it'll be 5 months.
She has lost all sense of time. She's like a Robin Williams in Jumanji. Like, what year is it? She doesn't know what's going on right now. The outside world.
I'm like Drew Barrymore in 50 First Dates.
Yeah, she's waking up every day. Like,
every day is like, wait, what day is it? Mm-hmm. Did it happen?
Listen, I feel you, sister.
I don't know.
How are you feeling, though? Like, how are you feeling emotionally, mentally, physically? Like, I just want to update every week as to each week when you're not getting any.
Damn.
I'm saying I know what the feeling is like.
Yeah, you know what it's like.
So, you know.
I don't know. It kind of comes in waves. And then, I don't know. It's just going, I guess. I have noticed that I am less forgetful and she more is productive.
Definitely more productive and definitely less forgetful. Yes.
So I was thinking, I was actually telling her earlier, like, if I had to choose for the rest of my life to not have sex and be successful.
Oh, you will choose.
Or have sex and then just be normal. That's a very tough decision for me.
I mean, for most people that have healthy sex lives or, you know, have high sex drive, should I say, it would be, because think about it. Like, you're in such a great mood when you bust a nut. I know. If you bust several nuts, if you got the right person, then you, you know what I mean? But you're in a great mood. Like, it really does. What do you release when you orgasm? Isn't it endorphins or something?
I guess.
Yeah, something like that. If I'm wrong, please.
You're happy. Your happy hormone. Serotonin?
Right. Okay. So it might be that. So, you know, you're in a great mood. You're feeling good. So I don't think that you would be successful, but you would probably like be like Miranda in The Devil Wears Prada. Like, you would low key be miserable.
I don't know that it would be low key, because
high key then.
I don't know. I'd be having my moments where I'm just like,
because Mad Vanessa is,
bro. And I just been, you know, I posted this thing on my story the other day. Well, I think earlier today. I'm gonna look it up because I wanted to be like an exact quote of what I said or what somebody said, and I shared.
Yo, you said that was, what's her name, Halle Bailey's
baby daddy.
Is she pregnant? They were saying that she is. So she confirmed that she's pregnant? Wow. They be dragging her man on Twitter.
Why?
Because they're saying that he's like he's cornball. He's a piece of shit. Like, he's bringing down. Because, you know, she has like this good girl image.
Yeah, she definitely does.
And he kind of, like, they had an incident earlier this week where, like, the nail salon that she goes to, apparently she was on time for her appointment, and her sister was 15 minutes late for the nail appointment. So they were like, we can't see your sister. So in the middle of the appointment, Halle was like, all right, so if you're not gonna be able to see my sister, then I'm out. So then her man went on social media and was saying this nail salon is racist, and then people started like threatening the nail salon. And what then the she had to go and clear it up and say, like, no, it was not that they're racist. It's just the fact that my sister was late for the nail appointment, which, you know, a lot of people that do hair, nails, and all that stuff, you know that they give you a grace period. And if you're late, then you can't have the services. So that's kind of what happened. And, you know, people were like, why would you go on there on social media knowing that your girlfriend, who she is, and, you know, her platform, and kind of just like,
because he's a man and he's dumb and he's young and he's too deep into the social media stuff. It's kind of like when Kiki's man went off on her because of her outfit, like, after the fact. Because I mean,
bro, Kiki, that shit with Kiki is crazy.
Oh, everything else that's been
everything
going
that's
on.
Everything that's been going on. Yeah, it's oh my god, the year is just ending so bananas. Between, like, Kiki and her baby daddy going through, you know, well, I should say her son's father. I kind of low-key now, well, high-key, kind of hate saying baby daddy, like, especially when they're involved. But anyway, her son's father, and between Diddy, Cassie, everybody now getting hit with these sexual assault allegations.
The mayor. The mayor.
I don't feel bad for him. I think that he is just First and foremost, he's a horrible mayor. He thinks he's a fucking party promoter. Like, he's always at the hottest events in New York. He never addresses any of the issues that's going on in New York. He thinks everything is like
a big party,
going great. Yeah. Like, he's just horrible. I think he's a former cop too.
All right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know much about him.
Shout out to Booth. He really hates the mayor. I can't wait to bring him on here because I want him to speak on, like,
of the mayor.
For the mayor of New York City.
How does he feel about the governor? Because I don't think that the governor is much better. Because I just saw this thing where she's doing, like, this facial recognition thing. Like, it's going, like, she's rolling out this facial recognition thing, like, in the streets of the city, like, of New York or
whatever.
Wait,
what?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
I did not see that.
Yeah, hold on. I have to find it now because...
This is just horrible. So, yeah, he's hit with the allegations, sexual assault allegations. Apparently, he touched up on a woman or something. I don't know. It's just a dirty world. It's a lot going on. And, you know, I just... Best of luck to all the victims of sexual assault and that are coming out and are speaking their truth and... I just hope everyone gets the justice that they deserved, man, because it's a lot. And that's traumatic as fuck. Yeah, it's traumatic as fuck to have to deal with that, even years later after it happened. Like, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Sipping on some wine tonight. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was okay. Mm-hmm.
That's happy it. Gobble gobble.
That's all I got to say about that.
Happy holidays to our listeners out there. If you don't celebrate, I don't know. We have any Jehovah's Witness listeners. Jehovah's
Witness. Do Jewish people celebrate Thanksgiving? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either. If we have any Jewish listeners or let half Jewish listeners that want to educate us and let us know. I don't think so, though. Maybe they call it something else. Let's see. I'm going to Google it because Google is our friend. Maybe I could DM Drake. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go for it, girl.
He hasn't answered my other 2,500 DMs. Wow, they have everything here. Do Jewish people eat pork? Do they celebrate Halloween? Believe in angels? That's the first thing that comes up. Do Jewish people drink alcohol? Do they get circumcised? Like, what?
They definitely get circumcised.
Yeah, they do.
I can say that.
Yeah, I know they do. Thanksgiving. But among the broader American Jewish community, Thanksgiving is widely celebrated and even embraced as an opportunity to lean into Americanness.
All right, I don't know where it is, but I saw your post? No, but it's okay. No, I wasn't looking for my post. I was looking for that governor thing. My post said, because I forgot about my post. See, look, you're making me look bad. I was just saying how I remember things, and I forgot something so quickly.
I'm here to help you.
My post said...
It was posted today?
It was posted. Yeah, it's in my close friends, though.
Ooh.
It says, need my soul took. I think that's why I've been so hostile lately. And so I reposted it and I wrote, facts, I think I'm getting on my own nerves.
She's pissing herself off at this
point. I really am, because there's just some stuff that I just be like, well, what's wrong with you? Like, what is wrong with you?
I want to know. How many men or even women, because I know this is not intentional that, you know, you're not having sex, but let's say that you were practicing celibacy. Mm-hmm. Like, are you willing to wait for a man that's practicing celibacy? Like, if you meet a guy, you hit it off and he'll tell you, listen, right now, you know, I'm trying to get work on some things. I don't want distractions, so I'm not having sex.
But we're still dating?
But yeah, like, would you continue dating him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a very big, like, that's a green flag, not a red one.
That is a green flag. We're not very familiar with those.
Yeah, we really are not. But I think, you know, that's a green flag. Any man that's willing to work on himself is like top tier.
And that's working on your self-control, which is very sexy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to practice self-control yesterday at Walmart. Was that yesterday or today? Yesterday. Yesterday at Walmart. And it's so hard. It is so hard. And she tried to tell me, no, it's not. But it is. It really is.
It is. I wouldn't say it's hard, but I don't know. I'll just like.
And I'm starting to think that my non-sex is kind of optional.
At this point?
Mm-hmm. Like now I want a specific somebody. Like I don't want just anyone.
That comes with age. You just, I don't know. You just get tired of the bullshit and you just.
Yeah, like
I don't know.
Right.
I just don't know what it is anymore. I don't know what.
I don't know, but let's talk about something funny because I'm over this.
I'm like, I just don't know, like, what path to go through. Like, what do we have to do? And I say we, not us specifically, but just women in general. Like, what other game plans can we come up with? Or, like, what other ways can we try to, like, date or try to meet people? And, you know, if you take away sex, if you have sex in there, like, it's just so many things that.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot have sex with someone and it doesn't go right. And then you can have sex with someone and it doesn't go right anyway. Like, it's just, I don't know.
I just don't think that, I don't know. I really just don't know. I think that until you realize what it is that you need and what you want for yourself, it won't ever work with anyone.
You're right. It starts with you.
Yeah. So, it starts with you. It starts with, first you need to figure out what it is that you need, and then you can expect that from somebody else. But you can expect something from somebody if you yourself don't really know what that something is. Does that make sense? I don't know. But that'll lead me into this thing. All right. It was this post that I saw on Instagram. And I don't know who these people are, but I really liked the post, so I saved it. It says, a woman asked Nicole Ari Parker for the prayer she gave God to get Boris. And Nicole answered.
Yeah,
I don't know who these people are, but I really like what she wrote. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a little dialogue. So it's like, dear Lord, what should I do? Make a list. A list? Yes. Write down everything you want, even the parts you don't want me to see. Okay. So then she wrote like a list of what she wants in a man. So she put loving, warm, wants to be a husband and father. Fine. Wants to provide, mentally, physically, and spiritually strong, affectionate, curious about the world, likes to travel, likes music, likes history, likes art, likes theater, has big hands and big feet. Sexy, smart, funny, fun, got jokes, makes the highest and best choices for himself, has that no matter what, I got this spirit, because shit is gonna happen. Respects his mother, forgives his father, loves himself, and knows God.
Knows himself.
Right, exactly. Keywords. Big. So then it says God. So then God replies, okay, now really take that in. See him, feel him in your mind, sit with that, enjoy that. Now ask yourself, is he perfect for you? Yes, Lord. Now ask yourself, if he enters the room right now, are you perfect for him? And then it says, takes a really long pause, proceeds to get mind right, affairs in order, rereads Their Eyes Were Watching God, goes to therapy, examines issues, forgives herself and others, calls parents more often, renews passport, goes to church, does a sit-up, goes for a run, dusts off that business idea I had, remembers to laugh, buys nice lotion and rubs it all over body every day, then buys some more, stays grateful for all her parts, cherishes friends, dances in her room, balances her checkbook, makes green juice, loves herself. Sidebar, at that point, after all that, I was good either way. Happy, confident, and moisturized. And then here he comes. Mm-hmm. So I really like that.
So having to, like, before creating that checklist for the perfect man, you have to create that checklist to see if you're even the type of woman that can even attain that.
Right.
That exactly. Type of man.
Right.
It makes a lot of sense.
It really does. It really does.
Because most of the times, a lot of women, like, we're asking for a certain type of man, and we can't even provide even, like, half the shit that we ask for.
Oh, no. I don't like that. I think I do. I think I have a lot to offer.
No, you do. You do have a lot to offer, but I'm saying the fact that not you specifically.
No, I know what you mean. In general, women. Yeah. I think a lot of women are delusional. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have expectations that we can't really, that nobody can meet, really. Mm-hmm. And then we disappoint ourselves.
Right, because just like we have those expectations, like a lot of men have that. Yeah, they have those. And it's like, okay, you might meet the man, and he meets all of your checklist, all the things on your checklist. But then guess what? He doesn't want to build with you because you don't check off anything, none of his major things on his checklist. or whatever, you know?
That's a harsh realization. That is a very harsh realization, especially for women to take in.
You know why? Because we have more fragile egos than men.
Oh, yeah. That is definitely like an ego shatterer. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, damn, you think that you're all that in a bag of chips. And then you find the one man that tells you you're not. Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Yeah, I humble you. Like, yeah. And I'm not for like men humbling women. But there are a lot of women that do need that, like, that realization. Like, yeah, bitch, you're not really all that. So, I mean, it is what it is, you know? It'll happen when it's due time, when it's meant to happen. So, during the holiday season, we're just going to just get, you know, get this out of the way real quick. Because usually we tend to, the Ladies Pitch Podcast, we do tend to kind of bring this up around this time. Because I don't know if you, I know I do, and I know a lot of listeners do, suffer from, like, seasonal depression. And this is around the time when people, for the most part, suffer from seasonal depression or fall into depression because of the holidays. So, you know, we just want to let you guys know that we are here. If you need a listening ear, if you need someone to reach out to, you have no one to reach out to. You have myself. You have Dory. You know, you don't have to go through it alone. And, yeah, just make sure. Lots of love from us. And, yeah. Much love. Big hug to all of you guys that, you know, go through it each year.
Depression sucks.
It does. But it's a thing, fortunately, you know?
Yeah.
And mental health matters. As much as we joke around and all, you know, all that shit, it really does. It does matter to us. Mental health really does matter. So, I've seen this, like, back and forth shit, of course, on Twitter the other day about what was better, back shots or missionary. I think I had to ask you, right? That I was like, yo, what do you prefer? What's better?
Actually, I had that conversation with somebody today, as a matter of fact. So
they would say missionary is underrated.
So this is where I stand on that. I like missionary when I'm in love.
Yeah, don't missionary me because I'm fucking psycho. And if you missionary, right, then yeah, it's going to just bring you a bunch of headaches. Now, you want them headaches?
So, I like missionary when I'm in love. You know, that connection, that, you know, face-to-face, the kissing. For just fun, I would rather be bent over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have to say I love missionary, but it's true. Missionary is so intimate. It's like extremely intimate because there's like when you, you know, look into each other's eyes, like that eye contact, you know, the kissing, which is, I'm big on that.
Yeah, I'm big on kissing
too. Yeah, so it's like, and like I said, don't missionary me if, you know, we just, you could, but we're going to do it quick.
Right, yeah. It'll be, like, very quick, and then we're switching.
But would it not be the same thing, like, writing?
No.
Because you're still, like, where do you look? Like, when you're writing, do you look at a man in his face? Do you look in his eyes?
Sometimes.
Do you look away?
I sometimes look. Most of the time, I do look away. Why? I do look away.
Is there a reason?
Because I have a purpose in mind. I'm you know, going towards the finish line.
You're trying to concentrate.
I'm trying to concentrate on where I'm going, not where it could potentially end. All right? Okay.
I feel you. Yo, when I used to have sex when I was younger, when I was a missionary, I would always have my eyes closed, like, the entire time.
I used to do that, too.
I don't know if that was, like, intimacy issues.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a defense mechanism because it's, like, because looking into somebody's eyes is so intimate and personal.
Yeah,
And you can't really do that with just anybody.
And the eyes are the windows to the soul. So, it's so funny because I would love to interview, like, guys that I had sex when I was, like, younger, because they would probably be like, yo, this girl was mad quiet. Like, I definitely was not a talker. I was barely a moaner.
Like, I wasn't a talker, but I was most quiet. Definitely a moaner.
Yeah, it was. My moans were very, mm, mm, I don't know why. I think it was really intimacy issues, or I was just extreme because I was painfully shy when I was younger. So I think I didn't want to. I don't know. I just didn't want him to look at me like that, or just I felt like it was probably embarrassing.
Isn't it crazy though how you look back on it now? Like, what the fuck?
Now you can't shut me the fuck up.
Like, you can't.
Now you can't shut me up. You gotta put something in my mouth to shut me up. Like,
that sounds fun. Mm-hmm. Oh no.
But I was very painfully shy for sure during sex. Just everyday walking life. I was really shy. I know that's hard to believe, but yes. I was very shy.
I haven't been shy since. Well, you know what? I guess that's not true. I've had my moments. I've had a lot of moments where, when I was little, I was really, really shy. Mm-hmm. And then once I had my daughter and I had to move to Florida when nobody, not really having anybody over there, and then having to come back, I think that that's where I lost my shyness. Because here I was in my late teens. I was a mess. I was all over the place. I was a hoe, because that was definitely my hoe phase. Mm-hmm. And then I met my husband. And then with him, the entire time that I was with him, I was shy, but not because I was shy. I was shy because I felt like that was my place as his wife. Like, I had to be quiet and just be, you know, his arm trophy.
Yeah, I was gonna say be the trophy wife.
Yeah, that's what he kind of groomed me to be.
Wow, that makes sense.
I was young and I didn't know any better, and here was this older guy who to me was like fucking king of New York, and
you had to fall in line.
I had to play this role. If I wanted to be with him, then I had to play this role, because he was who he was, and he knew who he knew.
Did he ever
verbally?
So I had to match up. Did he ever verbally express that, or that was just something that you was it like an insecurity, or was it something that was spoken on?
No, so it wasn't. It wasn't a conversation that we had. However, it was something because of the places where he used to take me and the people that we used to be around. It was something that I felt like I had to do. Okay, you know, gotcha. And it was kind of like this. So my husband and I always had like these unspoken moments, like always. There were like we would look at each other and like we would be on the same page, and I would back up his lies and his bullshit.
Oh, you knew what you had to do.
Right, already. Exactly. Yeah. But it's not like it was a conversation or like it was even an expectation. It's something that, I don't know, I guess I kind of like volunteered because I thought that that was the right thing to do. Does that make sense?
You ride or die. You was a ride or die. Like,
oh, yeah, I really was. I still am. And I still am. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, though. I get it. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel like that's what you... that reminds me of my mom and my stepdad, because my mom is like that.
Yeah, like
it's so unspoken, a lot of the things. Like, she just knows what she needs to do.
Exactly. Like, you learn your role.
Yeah.
So it's
perfect.
Right. And it's not that it's something that you talk about, but in a way, it's kind of suggested based on actions or, you know, a comment here or there.
So he was just like the leader, and you just followed, like, you already knew, like, all right, you leading and I'm just following your lead. And
right, exactly. Exactly. Like, we would go places, like, let's say we went to a party. So, like, his job always had, like, these high-end parties. So we would go to these parties, and he would buy me things to, like, wear for the parties or whatever. It was very, like... Pretty Woman.
I was going to say, Julia Roberts.
Yeah, it was very Pretty Woman. So he would buy me, like, all this expensive stuff. But eventually I realized that it wasn't because he wanted to, like, buy me gifts. It's because he wanted me to look a certain way.
He wanted you to play the part, live up to the part.
Exactly.
Yeah, that so reminds me of my stepdad and my mom. But that they've also been together like 33 years.
Yeah, well, so that would have been me in another 15.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it didn't start off with that unspoken, like, yo, you know what you need to do. I think he just basically...
He groomed me to be who he wanted me to be. And I complied.
No, I think grooming is probably the wrong word because grooming has a negative connotation to it.
But it is negative thing, though. It's not necessarily a positive thing. I don't think that it was a positive thing. And I say grooming because of my age and our age difference.
Were you underage?
I was 18 when I met him. He was almost 30.
Okay.
So that's why I say that. But
okay.
I mean, he was still the love of my life. Mm-hmm. No matter what he did or said or whatever, he's still the love of my life.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think grooming is the wrong word, but now that you say it that way, I guess it's not. But for my stepdad and my mom, from my observation, I would say it was negative, but at the same time, and I had this conversation with somebody recently, and I was telling them the fact that, like, he helped my mom grow in a positive way, mm-hmm. because my mom had a lot of, like, negative outside influences. And he knew what he wanted to be with my mom, but he also knew the type of woman he also didn't want to be with, which I get. But he kind of like put it out there, like, listen, like that lifestyle that you had when you was with your kid's father, like, that's not the type of lifestyle I want to be in. I want to be with you. Mm-hmm. I want to build with you. I want to help you raise your children. But I also don't want to be in that type of lifestyle. So if you want to be with me and you want to grow,
you gotta leave that chaotic shit behind.
You gotta leave that chaotic shit behind, right? Because right. My mom was super chaotic and my stepdad was chill, very disciplined, very like walk a straight line type of man, you know, very much a leader, very much a provider. But also I understand why my mom was like, okay, you know, it looks controlling to a lot of people, like he was controlling, and he might have been, but at the same time, like, my mom grew up a lot, mm-hmm. being with him, and she also learned a lot, and she definitely grew as a woman with him. And in return, he did everything he said he would do. He provided, he protected right. us, he took care of us, he sheltered us. You know what I'm saying? So at a very young age, because my mom met him when she was like 23, I think he was like 26. Okay. So now you think about it, a 26-year-old man meeting a 23-year-old woman with two kids that are not his, and he doesn't have kids. Yeah. That's a hell of a fucking role to take on. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah, it's like, as much as he had a lot of flaws, and I might have looked mostly at his flaws growing up, now as an adult woman myself, I'm able to be like, yeah, he might have been an asshole at times. He might have been a dick at times. But one thing he never did was say he was going to do something and never did it. If he said he always kept his word. He's like, he's one of those that he despises men that don't keep their word.
He
hates deadbeat fathers. I love that. Yeah, he hates like deadbeat fathers. He hates like men that stand for nothing. You know, like he really is like that type of man, you know? So I guess in that sense, it was a great thing for my mom. But I mean, they've been together for years, ups and downs and all that shit, you know? A little sprinkle toxicity there throughout the years. But,
I mean, who doesn't?
But, you know, he's there. And he's been patient with my mom, too, because my mom... she was chaotic back in the day, and the life she lived was very chaotic with my father, so you can imagine being with one man one way and then you gotta learn to be a different way with it's a lot so
I don't know
how we got into that when we were asking about Backchild's a missionary, but whatever.
It is what it is. We always kind of just like go wherever the road takes us.
Yeah, we kind of always segue into something else, but I don't know. Jazz, one question. Backchild's or missionary?
I don't want to know.
Cover your ears.
No.
Why do you prefer?
How many times do you tell me stuff I don't want to hear?
Ooh, pick one.
I like missionary better.
Mm. Okay. Any particular reason? She said, look at these love faces.
Oh, yeah, we like that.
The gold chain dangling.
Smack in your face. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we like that.
Legs on the shoulders. Do you fuck back in missionary?
Yeah. It's me, bitch.
That sounded very like, it's Britney, bitch.
It's me, Dory, bitch. It's me. Dory, bitch. Yeah, I fuck back no matter how I am. Yeah.
The women that don't wear the
as long as it feels good.
Pillow princesses.
Yeah, most definitely not a pillow princess over here.
I don't like y'all.
Why?
Not you. I mean,
like why?
No. Not you. I mean, like, pillow princesses. Like, how the fuck can you just lay there like a dead fish? Not do anything. Like, you don't help your legs, keep them up. Nothing. You don't do nothing. You just lay there. Like, you just don't do nothing. Like, who made you?
Oh, I have something to show you now that you say that.
Who the fuck made you?
I saw this picture and I saved it because I wanted to show you this picture. If my phone ever unlocks, because
is it like a meme?
Yeah, it is. It's about yoga. But when yoga is not really yoga. And then I'll have her like crop it into the thing.
Oh, yeah. We'll show it on the how men see yoga. The girl holding her toes up, her legs up.
I know, over. Right? I love it. Don't you love it?
Yeah. It's really great. Good for your flexibility.
I know.
Work on your flexibility. Yoga is really good
this for your Pilates. This is going to be the suggestion of the week. The sex suggestion of the week is going to be this yoga post.
Yeah.
Show your mans. Oh, your girls, whatever. But except for OG, don't show your girl.
Oh. Wait, I think I had gunshots here somewhere. Hold on. Do I? I might. No. Damn it, I don't. Oh, well. I'll have it next time for you guys. What else is going on, boo? Have you started Christmas shopping?
No. I made a list. That's progress for me. Yeah. I'm such a procrastinator for everything.
I know. So am I.
But I made a list.
I'm the type of person.
I made a list. And that's progress.
I'm the type of person that I shop after Christmas. The after Christmas deals. Like, I'm that person. Yo, I love, like, me and my ex. Like, we were the same way when it came to that. We used to think about, like, what we were going to get his nieces and nephews. Yo, on the 25th, we were out shopping. Or the 26th. Like, we're out at the store shopping. Like, what are we going to get them? And then, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm a horrible gift giver.
I think I'm a great gift giver.
I just think I'm bad all around. Like, no one's ever said that I've given a bad gift. But I overthink it too much. Mm. Like, okay, I know they like this. Like, I'm a great listener and know, like, what you like. But then it's like, I don't know. What if you don't like it? Mm. And then I'm thinking about, like, what if you don't? I want you to like the gift. Put thought into it, damn it. I don't give too many people, so you're special if I gift you.
I don't know. I have a disorder. I have a disorder.
Are you self-diagnosing yourself, or this?
I'm self-diagnosing that I have a disorder that I pay attention to the small things. And I will get you, I love personalized gifts. I love giving personalized gifts. Yeah. I'm that type of person. I'm thoughtful with my gift process. And it's not going to be anything big. Like, I'm not going to get you no $3,000 chain or whatever with your name. It's not going to be like that. But it'll be like, for example, a keychain, but it'll be a keychain of like your favorite thing with maybe like your name or your initial at the bottom.
That's really cute.
There's something like that.
That's really cute.
Yeah, something like that. I was dating somebody last year and like around this time, and I got him I got him a keychain, and it was, I took a picture from his Instagram of him with his kids. Mm-hmm. And I got him a keychain with of that.
That's it was really just cute.
Yeah, it was an engraving of that picture of him with his kids in Puerto Rico.
That's really cute.
Yeah, and that's the kind of gifts that I like to give.
Yeah, those are the type of gifts that you really put thought into. It's not like, you know, just go to the store and like, let me get that in blue or red. Like, that's something that he would love, a memory with his children that he's going to look at and he'll always think about you. Like, oh, this person got me this gift. See? And that's cute. I just feel like, I don't know, I'm just a horrible gift giver. I don't even remember what I would give to, like,
boyfriends.
Yeah.
I always struggled with getting, I think this is why I became the way that I was, because David was always the kind of person that, like, had everything. So it's like every year, either for anniversaries or for whatever, like, he didn't need anything and he didn't want anything. So I had to be creative with the way that I gifted him and the things that I gifted him.
You wanted to be different.
Yeah. Like, I you know, I wanted to be memorable. And I think that that's where I developed that little habit. Because then it just kind of became a habit. Like, I remember a friend of mine was having a baby and it was his first baby. And I got him a little, like a little, it wasn't a jewelry box. It was like a box where you keep, like, mementos or whatever, like just memories, little trash keys or whatever. So that's what I got. So I got like this little fake jewelry box thing and I engraved the baby's name and birthday on it.
See, that's also really cute. You can imagine being a celebrity, like how difficult it would be to gift.
And I think that's why they just go and like go crazy and get a bunch of stupid things.
Like, what do you get someone that has everything? What can you possibly get them?
Exactly.
I feel like you would have to get something that's, I don't know.
You have to really know the person to know kind of like in which direction you're going to go as far as the gift. Like, and that's when paying attention to the little details matters because, you know, that way you get them something that they're not expecting.
I don't know. I'm a horrible gift giver. I'm that like auntie that just gives money. I would always give money. Or what, you know what I would do at like when I go to my friends' kids' birthday parties? Like I would just get them a pair of sneakers. Can't go wrong.
No, that's true.
You can't go wrong. Like I was that person for a while. Like every year I was coming with a pair of sneakers.
Gift cards.
Gift cards, money in the card, or sneakers. For the most part, like I'll either just give, I think when they're a certain age, like you just gift money because at that point, like, just get what you want with the money, right? Like, teenagers and stuff. Like, just get what you want with the money.
And I think that kids are getting used to those things kind of early because even, like, my little guys right now, I'm thinking about going down that road with them, too, because what I don't want to buy them toys that they're not going to play with. You know? I want them to get shit that they're going to want, that they actually want.
Kids be the type that you get them something and they don't even play with the gift. They play with the damn box. Like, why are you not playing with what's in the box, kid?
I used to low-key love that, like, when the kids play with the box, because they used to get really creative with, like, big boxes. They would just, like, get in there and want to live in there and
like
stuff.
Like a damn cat.
My cat's in heat, guys, so you might hear her.
I don't know if you guys heard her in the background. She's just like her mama right now. She's going through it. Poor cat is going through
She don't even know what right she's now. Missing, so it's like, come on.
Like, how do you miss something you've never had?
Word.
She just knows she wants it.
She her body know. Is she biology.
I remember when I had my cat and she was going, she was in heat. I was like, it was driving me crazy because she would just be like making those noises in the middle of the damn night. And I had a studio apartment, so I couldn't just like lock her outside the bedroom, you know? And I'm like, what the fuck? She used to wake me up in the middle of the night. Damn fucking noises. And I looked up somewhere online that said like, if you press like the little bone right above their tail, like press down hard once, I guess that makes them feel like it scratches the itch, I guess. And it takes away that urge that they have to want to mate.
Did you do it? Did you ever do it?
I did do it like once or twice. And she was like rolling on the floor. I was like, what did I do to this cat?
What do you mean rolling on the floor?
Because she used to do that when she was in heat. Like she would like, you know, roll around. Like,
mine doesn't do that. Mine doesn't roll around. She just pokes her butt out. And yeah, no,
but she
out.
Would do that too. But then she would also kind of roll. I thought the fucking cat was possessed. That was my first time having my own cat. I thought my fucking cat was possessed. I'm like, what's wrong with her? Like, why is she going through that? But then I got her fixed. Then, I don't know if I told this story on here before. Okay, story time. So when I got my my former cat fixed, right? My ex-boyfriend, we were still kind of friends at the time. So he also had a cat. So he was advising me of this lady that, you know, she basically take your cat, she'll pick up your cat, she'll take the cat to the ASPCA mm-hmm. and get her fixed for free, right? So she would basically tell them that that was a stray cat. So she would pick up a couple of cats, take them to the ASPCA, get them fixed, blah, blah, and then return the cat at the end of the day to you,
that's
right?
That's crazy.
Right. So she took my cat. You know, he set it up. She came. She picked up my cat early morning, took her. I'm like, all right, my cat's going to get fixed. Thank God I don't have to deal with this shit. So he actually, she dropped off the cat at his house. He didn't live that far away from me at the time. So she dropped off the cat at his house. He hit me up like, yo, your cat is here, boom, boom, boom. So when I get there, he's like mad at me. And I'm like, what happened? And he was like, yo, who you been having around the cat? Because your cat is pregnant. Your cat was pregnant. And I'm like, what do you mean my cat was pregnant? He was
so
like,
your cat had an abortion? Is that where we're going?
Yes. My poor.
Oh my God.
Without my consent, they gave my cat an abortion. They gave my poor cat. So, but the thing was,
oh, Misty.
But the thing was, like, why? Yo, he was legit. Yo, he was legit mad at me. And I'm like, why are you mad? He was like, what motherfucker you had around the cat? And I'm like, you thinking a man impregnated the cat? Like, he was like, nah, you probably took her to some guy's house. He had a cat and got her pregnant. And I'm like, dude, first of all, no one comes to my house with a damn cat. But there was a time that he came with, he had a male cat. He came over with the cat to meet my cat so they can, but it was so quick. And in that, those couple of minutes, they made it somehow. And I'm like, yo,
crazy.
And I'm like, no, to me, I'm like, yo, it could not have been like, it was just too quick. He wasn't even at my house for that long. But when I actually Googled it and researched it, like it really is quick. Like the male cat, he like bites down in the back of the female cat's like neck. Yeah. And they mate really quickly. Like it's not something like.
It's a quickie.
That it's, yeah, it's very quick. It's very quick. And that.
That's it, crazy. That's all it takes. They just got to bite down the side of your ear. Yeah, that works that, for me too.
That, that also works on human women. Bite down on our necks. No, but seriously, that's what happened. And I was like breaking my head trying to figure out because he's like mad. And I'm like, but why are you mad? My cat just had an abortion without my consent. My cat is going through trauma right now. Like, why are we worried about you and your feelings about how the hell my cat got pregnant? No, but then when we thought about it, and I'm like, bro, you're the only one like
that's been around.
That's
him.
Been around. Like, your cat is the reason why my cat
had an abortion.
And I'm like side eyeing his cat too, like, you motherfucker, you got my cat pregnant and shit.
Bombastic side eye.
Bombastic side eye. But yeah, my poor cat had an abortion. I don't know why. Why did we start that story? I don't even know. That was crazy.
Oh, because I started talking about Midnight being in heat.
Yeah.
And you said she's just like me.
Yeah.
And seriously. Then we trailed off.
Yeah, that was my experience when I had my cat. Like, it was very traumatic, my poor cat. Shout out to Misty. So my homeboy got her now, so.
I know. I used to, it's funny because every time I would text her, I'd be like, hi, Misty's mom. Yeah. Remember?
Yeah. I love that baby though. Oh my God. I remember the first time that I accidentally like closed the door on her tail or something. I cried, bro. I cried. I was like, oh my God. That's how I know I'll be an emotional ass mom. Like, oh my God, what did I do wrong? Why is the baby crying?
Girl, meanwhile, we're here kicking and stepping on my cat because she's always hiding in the dark.
Oh my God. Listen.
It's not on purpose, but I mean, what the hell? We can't see her. The bitch is black. It's dark.
Her name is Midnight, so.
So sometimes I'm coming out of my room and it's dark and boom, she's literally sleeping in front of my door. Like, there's just no way for me to anticipate her being there.
No, it's for real.
So she's gotten stepped on a couple times. She's gotten kicked a couple times.
This cat is hard knock life. This cat is living.
But it's her choice.
It was not her choice to be adopted, damn it.
It's her not choice. She should know better.
She could have been in a bodega right now, living it up. You know, no one treats the bodega cats good.
You know,
well, bad, should I say.
From time to time, I like to do like Uber Eats or DoorDash or whatever.
And the other day I went, a couple of weeks ago, I went and I was delivering food to this, I don't know, somebody. And when I went up to the door, they had all these empty cans of cat food, like on their porch. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, they feed the strays. And I got out of there so quick because if one of those stray cats decides to show up and jump me, because it was the hood. So I'm not trying to get jumped by no stray cat because they think I'm about to take their empty can of food.
Yeah, that's my mom. My mom be feeding the neighborhood cats.
Like, no, we're not doing that. And then it reminded me of this guy. I met this guy once on Facebook dating, and then we
No, the fact that I'm talking about a stray cat reminds her of...
No, but I met this guy one time on Facebook dating, and then we became Facebook friends. We only saw each other once. But he used to post on his story constantly him feeding, like, stray cats.
Lexi does that too, though.
And that's why that reminded me of him. I'm like, oh my God, what if this is his house? I don't want to see him. Let me run out of here. Maybe that's the real reason why I ran out of there so quickly. I'm using the stray cats as an excuse.
Was that a turnoff to you? I know that's a turnoff for a lot of women, like men like that are cat men.
I don't care that he likes cats. I just didn't see the point and like why you needed to put it in your story like every day that you're feeding like six random fucking stray cats.
That's like
in the middle of the night.
That's like people that post them giving food to the homeless. Like, why are you doing that?
I don't know.
Do your good deed posting
like
it.
I feel like those are the type of people that like to post pictures of people in hospitals or like at funerals.
Bro, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I hate people that post funeral pics. Like, why are you posting the casket and the person in the casket? Like, why are you doing that?
That, like, those type of posts, first of all, I don't think that you should be posting that at all. I feel like it's a little disrespectful.
So do I.
Second of all, they should come with a trigger warning because... You don't know how that's going to make somebody else feel. Like, my husband has been dead for almost 3 years, and I still can't go to another funeral.
Yeah.
Like, I still can't
that's
go.
That's traumatic for a lot of people.
I can't, and it's...
Like, I have a friend that her mom passed away in the hospital, and for a very long time, I don't even think till this day, she's able to step foot in a hospital. Like, if she has to because of her kids and stuff like that, but she's, like, it was very traumatic for her to step foot in the hospital. And I also know a few people like that, actually, that lost a parent in the hospital, and that's very traumatic for them. Yeah, I don't like that.
So don't do that. You might be freaking out your friends, and you don't even know what you're doing. You might be triggering them, and you don't know what you're doing. So just... I would suggest that you refrain from it or make it kind of like a sensitive post or whatever, just for the sake of other people who are grieving and suffering.
Yeah, why? I don't get that. And the whole hospital thing, like people that post the band at the hospital, not feeling well, and they post the hospital band. Like,
I'm guilty. I did that like once or twice. However, I hate seeing it. So I don't do it. I don't do it anymore.
Like, why? Are you there? Because, you know, are you burning? Are you itching? Like, what's going on?
It's crabs. It's always crabs.
It's always crabs. Working at a hospital, right? We don't seen it all.
It's always crabs.
We or chlamydia. Yo, you ever? Oh, my God. This is so funny. Have you ever, like, do you remember, like, ever having a patient that would come in with like their significant other because they've been burning and now they need to test? And but they were cheating and they're coming with their significant other now to both get tested?
No.
You never seen that?
Mm-mm. I've had people come for like STD testing when I was working ER, but never like with a partner, always like by themselves. What?
I remember a man came in with his lover to get tested. Mm. And she was spilling the beans that she was the lover.
Mm-hmm. I hope and pray to God that I'm never in that type of situation.
That's crazy. I'm not going with you. I'm not going with you to the hospital.
Right. We're not going to the ER. Like, we're going to go to my GYN.
Listen, do not.
You know what?
Ask me to accompany you to see why you're burning.
An educational moment. Gynecologists will treat the woman and then they'll also treat the man. Because, you know, like they know. Mm-hmm. So you can get treatment from your girlfriend's gynecologist or whatever, assuming that, you know, you and your girlfriend are on the same page. But if it's not you and your girlfriend and it's you and your other girlfriend, then have right. that bitch go to her gynecologist and go with her. Don't go to the ER with this bullshit. Like, don't do that.
But we know why they would, you know, go to the ER.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, either go to your girl's gynecologist or go to the girlfriend's, the other girlfriend's.
Wild. That shit is wild.
It's just a little quieter and more contained. Yeah, and less embarrassing, private. To be quite frank.
I'm not fucking going with you. I don't give a shit. Anyway. I'm not that much of a ride or die. Like, I'm going to kick your ass, so you're going to go to the ER for fucking bruises.
Pain and for suffering.
For assault, bruises, bruising, and for your burning and itching fucking dick. Like, because, no. Who you think you playing with? No.
This conversation took a turn.
I know, it did, but I don't know why I thought about that. I'm like, yo, they used to really, like, be coming with the other person. Like, what? I can't.
I don't know.
Not about that life. But anyway, anything before we close it off? Anything else you want to cover?
No. Use condoms. Like
to say, wrap it up.
Use condoms. Buy us cake. Send us money. Help me decide if I should do porn.
Wow. Okay.
That was a lot.
Just know that I am the manager. Just know that much. So
I'm the talent.
If you would like to create some content with Dory here, she is the talent. I am the manager. So you have to speak with me first. You need to provide proof of income. STD results. Make sure you're clean
within the last 30 days.
Within the last 30 days.
Don't bring me no old shit from last year.
Right. And what else? What else would we ask for? That's it. I guess. I don't know.
Don't be ugly. and have a few inches to, you know.
I was going to say, it's always the ugly ones that have
extra inches.
Yeah. In that case, we're going to wrap it up, guys. Remember to like, subscribe, share with me the podcast on all streaming platforms. You can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch 718.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby, signing out.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Peace.